Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim with lesson number 21, which will cover the two Mishnayos of Perek Vov, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin, the sixth and seventh Mishneh of the sixth Perek. This Mishneh will come to teach us about a Machlokes Tanoim. If a person makes a neder not to eat meat, for example, and the meat is cooked together with other things, vegetables, eggs, whatever, are those vegetables or eggs which have in them the taste of meat, are they prohibited as well? And the Mishnah will make an important distinction between the way in which the person phrases the neder prohibiting meat for himself. So the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama, Hanoder min habosa, if a person makes a vow not to eat meat, mutor berotev, he's permitted to eat the soup in which the meat was cooked, uva kippa, kippa is the food that falls to the bottom of the pot when meat is being cooked. The reason being that when a person says just meat, he doesn't say this particular meat, but meat generally, he, according to Tanakhama, what he means is meat per se, and not things, other things which might have the taste of meat in them. However, for Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says, a person made a neder that meat is prohibited to him, and the meat is cooked in a soup, so that soup too has a taste of meat, and thereby is meat, and is therefore covered by his neder. This is the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda comes along to prove his case with a actual story, an actual event that happened in his life. Maaseh. The story happened. The Osar Olai Rabbi Tarfon Beitzim Shenisbash Luimo. The story happened that I, Rabbi Yehuda, once made a neder that meat would be also to me. And my teacher, my master, Rabbi Tarfon, he told me that the eggs that were cooked with that meat are also prohibited. So this proves that something which has the taste of meat because it's been cooked with meat is also considered meat with regard to a neder. Omru lo. So the Chachamim said to him, V'chein hadover, indeed you're right, but only in a special condition. Amosai, what is that condition? Bizman sheyomar bosor ze olai. When a person has a piece of meat in front of him and says, I hereby make a neder, and this meat is now osur to me as a koinom, as a korbon, it's a neder, so that meat becomes a chatichas isor, a piece of prohibited meat. If you take prohibited meat and cook it in water, so the water becomes treif too. In this case, the water becomes osur too, if the water has in it the taste of the meat. But that's only when you say bosor ze olai, this particular meat. But if a person says in general that meat is osur to me, he means meat alone and not things which may have the taste of meat in them. As the Mishnah concludes, shehanoder min hadovor v'nisorev be'acher, if a person makes a neder not to eat some specific thing, I'm not going to eat bananas, I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to eat potatoes, and those potatoes or bananas or meat become mixed up with other bananas, etc. So it depends. And it's cooked together. Im yesh bo beno sein tam. If there is sufficient, let's stick to the example of meat, sufficient meat together with the other meat in the pots so that the other meat inevitably has absorbed some of the taste of the meat which is prohibited, also, it's also. Of course, we know that the Chachamim gave a shiur, that if the meat which is also constitutes more than 1/60th of the total tarovas, of the total mixture, then the meat does give a ta'am, a taste, into the rest of the mixture. However, if there are 60 pieces of meat that are not covered by the neder, and this one piece of meat is covered by the neder, then we say botel b'shishim, meaning in this situation that the piece of meat which was prohibited cannot give its taste, so to speak, is overwhelmed by the mass of other meat that's cooking together with it in the pot, and the taste of the prohibited piece of meat is not detectable. It's not benosing tam. It doesn't give taste to the entire mixture. The next Mishnah really continues with the same halacha and simply says that the same thing applies to yayin, to wine. Hanodim and hayayin, if a person makes a general neder that yayin, wine, is also to me, beneder, mutar betafshil sheyes botam yayin. He's allowed to eat something which was cooked in that wine, or the wine was cooked with it, so that the wine gave a taste into these vegetables or whatever, no matter, because he didn't asa, he didn't prohibit upon himself this particular yayin, but rather yayin in general. Yayin in general means the yayin and not other objects, food objects, which have in them the taste of this yayin. However, Omar konam yayin ze she'eni toim. If a person said, I'm not going to drink or taste this particular cup of wine or bottle of wine or whatever, so then this yayin has now become a chatichasis, or a piece, a chunk, so to speak, of prohibited stuff. It's shavya nafshei chaticha de'isura. The person has declared this particular bottle of wine, which is perfectly kosher from all other respects, he has declared it to him also. That's the case. V'nofa latapshil, if that wine falls into some mixture, some stew, imyeshbo b'no saint tam, if there is sufficient yayin, sufficient wine of the mixture, so the taste of the wine is detectable in the rest of the stew, hareza osur, the entire stew is prohibited. The Mishnah continues and says, hanodem en ho'anovim, if a person says, I'm not going to eat grapes, he means grapes. He doesn't mean the wine which can be derived from the grapes. So mutor b'yayin, he's permitted to drink wine. Min hazeisim, he makes a neder not to eat olives. So he means olives in general. He does not necessarily mean the oil, the olive oil, which comes out of the olives. Omar, but if he says, konam zeisim va'anovim elu she'eni toim, he says, these olives, these grapes, specifically these grapes, I'm not going to taste them. So then, of course, that those olives or those grapes now become a chatichas isur, and anything inside of them, the juice, the grapes, the oil, the wine, is also asur. Asur bohen, then he is also not only in the grapes and the olives, but uvayotze mehen, in those things which are derivatives squeezed out or derived from the olives and grapes. So we have finished lesson number 21.